Fox 102.3, and it's sports with Watch Fox sports anchor Mike Yuva. Now, Mike, there's so much happening. I know even, you know, going on today, on Friday, negotiations. Let's start with the NBA. They just came out and kind of announced that they're back in, or they're looking at doing a 22-team back in Orlando. Is that official, or is that still being discussed as of this moment today?
Yeah, the NBA, it's been approved. It's been approved within the last 24 hours that they're going to be returning to play, and they're going to be doing it down in Orlando. So 22 teams, some people might be wondering why 22. One of the biggest issues that they ran into, aside from making sure that the players are safe and being able to get people to a place where they feel it's going to be not just safe but comfortable for the players, that's why it's going to be all in one location instead of traveling back and forth to this place and that, is the fact that you had some teams that weren't going to have a chance to really make the playoffs. They might have had a bad season this year, but what they're going to do is they're going to give teams who were on the cusp or potentially could have made the playoffs an opportunity to be able to make it into the playoffs this year, which is going to be much different. So the Eastern Conference right now, they have 9 teams. The Western Conference has 13 teams. And what they'll do is they'll play a series of games, and based on how that goes, then they'll determine their seeding for the playoffs. So it's going to be a little bit different. I mean, a lot of leagues, the NHL is doing something a little bit similar, but it's going to be a little different this year. But I think at the end of the day, being able to have the NBA back is always a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be interesting to see how they play it up, because we've never seen anything like this.
Now, I'm assuming in Orlando, are they going to do just like an empty arena, no fans in the stands?
Yeah, from everything, they're going to have an empty arena. They're still figuring out in terms of the number of people that are going to be allowed. Speaking to, you know, a friend of mine, a colleague that works down in Orlando, he said that they're still up in the air of how many media members will be allowed to go inside. I mean, of course, these games will be televised, so you're going to have some media members inside, but just like we saw a couple weeks ago, one Darlington, you know, when they had NASCAR come back, that was very limited. And for those media members that will be allowed in, the people that will be obviously in there with the television crews, I'm sure they're going to have to go through a series of tests to make sure each time they enter that arena to ensure safety to not just the coaches, but the players obviously as well, and to each other. So I don't know exactly the number right now, but I'm sure that number is going to be very limited.
Well, and I think people will just be so excited to have something back on TV to watch. That they probably, I mean, it might be weird to watch because it's going to be so much more quiet. It's going to be a lot of sneaker squeaks on the floor. But I think we're just looking forward to stuff coming back. And I know baseball, which would usually be like current season right now, they're in negotiations. And what's happening? Because from last I read, you know, players are saying they were looking at doing a 50-50 rev share. And then players were like, dude, you're cutting it tremendously into my salary. And it's hard for us regular people to think about like, oh, poor baby, you're only getting, you know, $10 million instead of whatever. But where do they stand with that? Are they looking at coming back at all? Do you think they're going to get back in time to get any games during their regular season or no?
Well, I mean, I think that's the difference in comparison to where Major League where the NBA was and where the NHL was, is that their season hasn't started yet. Spring training was obviously in full swing at that point. They're getting ready to go and get ready for a new season, but that's the only season that hasn't started yet. So, you know, this has been an ongoing back and forth negotiation for months now. You know, it was one of those things that the players' union did approve that, okay, if the season is cut back because of this coronavirus, and depending on how many games we're going to have to play, that we're going to lose a share of what we were going to make off our regular salary. And that was agreed upon. The union agreed upon that. Well, the issue is, at that time, there was no, you know, we're all trying to figure out what this virus was going to do to this country, and not just this, you know, sports, but to this country and the world. So people really had no idea how that was really going to impact fans. I think it was one of those things, okay, you know, at the very beginning, maybe we'll have to shut down things for a couple months. When we come back, we'll have fans, right? Well, of course, as we continue to learn more and more about this virus, we know that that's not going to be as easy as maybe what it seemed like a couple months ago. So one of the issues now is you don't know how much money and revenue you're going to be able to make. And the owners are saying, hey, look, we might have to take even more money away from you because we're not going to be able to pay you that type of money because we're not going to be generating that type of money. But on the other side of things, the players are saying, well, you guys are billionaires. You know, that's not our fault. You know, we agree to a deal, and so they're going back and forth. And the latest is, you know, the players are saying, let's play more games, right? Let's play more games. But the problem is, it's not going to generate any more money in terms of tickets, because you're not having fans go. So you can have 100 games, you could have 50 games. The only difference it could make, and I don't have the data in front of me, but if you have more games played on television, yes, there's probably going to be some more money being made that way.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not going to make a difference, because you're not getting the thousands upon thousands of fans that you would usually get.
Sure.
For every game. You know, the last thing we were at is that the Players Association rejected the 114 game plan. You know, 114 games is what they wanted to play.
They were looking at like 50 then, weren't they?
They were talking about 50. The Players Association, they wanted to be able to play some more games, and they've been going back and forth. So it's just, I'll put it this way. If they don't have a season this year, especially considering all the circumstances that are going on with the world, and these other leagues do, because I always look at it as the major four, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and NHL.
Yeah.
If everyone is able to have a season this year, and you're the only one of those major four that don't come back, that's a bad look, especially for a sport that we've seen on the decline in terms of ratings. So I think this would be an awful look for the MLB.
And especially for them, it's limited contact. They're basically social distancing when their positions on the field. And, you know, it's not like there. I know sometimes there's some collisions when it comes to, like, you know, a runner trying to get on the base and the player on defense trying to tag him out. But, like, for the most part, you could really, I would feel like that would be the easiest one to bring back, because they're already following pretty much all the guidelines.
Well, I think, Amy, unfortunately, I don't think it has anything to do with social distancing. And
it's a money thing.
In general, I think what it has to come down to is just dollars. And things could be, you know, interpreted maybe just a little bit different, that, oh, yeah, you know, it's about player safety, because, you know, it's easy to use that as a scapegoat. Maybe that's not the best word to use. Because obviously this virus is serious, but my point being is, if other leagues are coming back and you're not, and you're saying it has something to do with the virus, it's nothing to do with the virus. It has everything to do with money.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the players are going to want some more money. The owners aren't going to want to give. And I think, unfortunately, too, this has something to do with down the line, because there's going to be a new collective bargaining agreement next year. And I think the owners are looking at it as, okay, if we give in a little bit now, next year when we have to do this collective bargaining agreement, they're going to feel like, hey, they can get anything from us if they keep just standing their ground. So I think both sides are thinking about next year's collective bargaining agreement. That has a large part of why we're at a stalemate right now.
I think we should bring back, let's do like regular, like mediocre Olympics. We'll do like mediocre professional sports, and we'll just get some people who'd be cool with like a couple $100 a game, and we'll just put them on the field. You know, like take all those co-ed softball leagues and let them play.
Well, they did this. I mean, we've seen this before with the NFL. I mean, I know there's a movie about it that a lot of people probably remember from the early 2000s, the movie Replacement. I mean, that has happened with professional sports leagues before, which is when people that are part of the union, the Players Association, when they don't want to play and they're on strike, there have been times where players that aren't part of that union, they step up and they take place and they play. I don't think that would happen this year because of the circumstances of the pandemic. But, look, I mean, at this point, I just think, you know, Major League Baseball is in a situation where, like I said, the ratings have been on the decline for the last couple of years. And in 1994, when they had their strike, it took them basically the steroid era to be able to bring baseball back and make it exciting again. If they don't have a season this year, I think it's going to be a huge blow, and it could really hurt Major League Baseball for years to come, to be able to get back the trust and the loyalty from the fans.
Look, I think I could make the team. I played softball in like second grade, and I was so excited when I finally hit the ball, I forgot to run. So I think I have what it takes.
I think they'll take. I mean, shoot, why not? We'll just take anyone at this point. Go out there. Why not?
Yeah. All right, cool. And like, let's talk locally, Mike. So Gamecocks, you know, we'd be getting geared up in the next few months for Gamecocks football to return. Where do we stand with that? Do you think that that's going to make a comeback, or is it too soon?
Well, on Friday morning, they had a Board of Trustees meeting, and USC Athletic Director Ray Tanner did say that he is more optimistic today than he was a couple weeks ago when it has, in terms of being able to allow fans inside the stadium. Now, does that mean there's a set number in place right now? No. And he said they're still going through the models. and people keep hearing models, models, models. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Well, what that means is what can they do in terms of making sure that they can put the proper safety measures in place, while also keeping in mind how is this going to impact us from a financial standpoint? Because football is the breadwinner. Football is what allows some of these other sports to be able to compete. I mean, baseball, as popular as it is here in Columbia, baseball actually loses the university money. So you need sports like football to be able to generate money, because if you don't, you could be looking at situations where teams could be cut. And that's something that Ray Tanner has addressed before. He says he doesn't want to do that, but he's like, you have to look at everything because that's a possibility. And we've seen that happen at other schools. So I hope that doesn't happen, but it will be very important to be able to have fans inside that stadium this year. Because, like I said, it will have major impact on other programs at the University of South Carolina.
And, you know, I know just a few months ago, we were talking about, I want to say the beginning of the year even, the NCAA was looking at allowing players to get paid, you know, get endorsements as long as they don't clash with anything the school has. Was that all, would that also pertain to University of South Carolina? Do you have any players that would be looking at, you know, being able to make money since it makes the school so much money, and now they could potentially be missing out on endorsement deals this year? Or was that not fully agreed upon and set in stone to start what would be this season?
Yeah, so that won't come into play until January of 2021.
Okay.
But the thing about that is it does impact things for next season, because, look, when I say next season, I consider this fall to be next season in the spring for just for college sports in general. It affects it because now you don't know what your status is going to be and what your situation is going to be. Yeah. For a guy like Trevor Lawrence, you know, I'm making this up, but there have been talks about, okay, if football season's pushed back and they don't play till the spring, I mean, how does that impact him? He's most likely going to be a top five pick, if not the number one overall pick in the NFL draft next year.
Okay.
You can be able to make some money if you stay, but the question now is it even worth doing that, even if the season is pushed back a little bit? So I think it's one of those things that it won't really have a major impact for this year's players, especially football. It will impact probably some baseball and basketball guys. But, I mean, I think more than anything, football is where we're going to see those guys make the most money. Basketball at bigger schools will. But, I mean, this is we're talking about the faces of programs. I mean, the average guy on the depth chart, I don't know how much he's really going to be impacted by this. But, you know, being able to have that luxury of saying, hey, I can put my face out there and be able to make a couple bucks, and I don't have to worry about being in trouble with the school or the NCAA, is always a good thing when you're thinking about the student athlete.
Absolutely. Mike, if people want to hang out with you online or you know, when can they watch you on Watch Fox? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can watch us at 5 and 10 p.m. on weekdays, Monday through Friday. Once we have sports back up again, we will be able to have our Sports Zone shows, which also run Monday through Friday at 11 p.m. It's a 30-minute show. It's the only place in the Midlands that you'll be able to see 30 minutes of sports every night. Weeknights at 10, and then I'm always tweeting about sports at Mike_UVA.
All right, Mike, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me, Amy. Take care.